Welcome to May. Why? May? Yeah, it's May. Did you know there's a lot of things going on this time of the year? You know, a lot of them are graduations and things and ceremonies and all that. But I have a question. Are you ready for graduation? You might say, well, preacher, I've already graduated. I don't have to do no more graduations. Well, yeah, you do, and I want to talk about that. Are you ready for graduation? Think about it. Because this is the time of year in which we begin to celebrate graduations, don't we? Graduations are not just an ending, but a beginning. They signal the end of an era of learning and the start of an era of adulthood or maturity in one's course of study that allows graduates to launch in dynamic and hopeful ways. High school, college graduates will now have the opportunity to become vital members of their community. And they will take part in the workplace, in politics, in the world of ideas, and they will take on responsibilities of adulthood and investment in whatever career they have chosen to follow. It's exciting because graduations mark an important coming of age. And the times that we live in. Transitions from one stage of life to another. Graduation does feel exciting, and hopeful students prepare to test out their potential for becoming all that they can be. Now, I know that's an army slogan anymore. Come on, let's be all you can be. But discipleship is like that, too. Our relationship with Christ. Those of you who have gone through confirmation either years ago or recently or have experienced another kind of graduation, you know, a different kind of coming of age, if you would, in which you confirm your faith in Christ and fulfill the promise made by those around you at your baptism, you now become an active and responsible member of your church community here at Bethel, prepared to continue in maturing of your faith. But ready to take an active role in the ongoing life of the church and the community that we live in. For those of you who have undertaken this important milestone, we celebrate you. And today, in the scripture passage that I read, Jesus' disciples are ready to celebrate their own graduation from disciple to apostle. It's an important milestone. Not only for their personal growth and responsibility, but for the sake of the world and the continuation of Jesus' mission. As they near the time of Pentecost, and we are too, along with the coming of the Holy Spirit that Jesus will send, we see Jesus preparing his disciples for the great and important mission that they will soon need to undertake. Last week, we talked about how Jesus taught the importance of abiding in him. In our scripture this week, Jesus reminds his disciples that their time of learning may be ending, but their mission is far from over. It's time to graduate. I like that. But their graduation does not signal an end, but a huge and dynamic beginning as apostles of Christ. Christ followers, if you will. Jesus had chosen his disciples for a very special task, a mission vital to God and geared to the special time and place in which they live. He's appointed them to go forward in service and love after his ascension and to continue God's mission in his name. He's commissioning them as apostles and appointing them for service. He acknowledges that he has taught them all that he could. And now, it's time for them to embark on an entirely new journey. Upon their graduation, they will advance from disciples to apostles, from students to fellows. Their passive time as a student has ended. It is now time to lead. Now, Jesus recognizes that his disciples have matured in their faith, and they're ready to go off on their own to proclaim God's victory. And he's preparing to leave them, but it's clear that he believes they are ready to take the reins. Jesus, teacher, rabbi, master, is in a sense shaking their hands and sending them into the world, no more as learners, but now as fellow teachers. He gives them only one prime directive, love one another. Huh, love one another. He's commanded us to do that. For this is the core purpose of their mission. They are anointed and appointed to a mission of love. How will they have the energy and the synergy to pull this off? How will they have the courage to love so vastly and deeply that they would lay down their lives for each other and their mission for God? It comes down to this. It comes down to knowing who they are and trusting in the continued power and the presence of Christ in their lives. He may be ascended in the physical form, but this Spirit will remain with them, empowering them, infusing them in what I would like to call Jesus' DNA. Jesus, dynamism. Jesus, nutrition. Jesus, call to action. Now, any athlete or wellness practitioner knows that in order to be your best physical self, you need to tap into your source of eternal energy. You need to practice good and constant and consistent nutrition and take care of your body. And you need to stay alert. As you hear me say, keep your spiritual eyes and your physical eyes open because you never know what's around the corner. Well, the same could be said for an effective apostle. A limber apostle is filled with dynamic power of Jesus and nourished by the true vine, as we talked about last week. That's the abiding word again, and always ready for action. Always attuned to God's word and call. Dynamic power. Jesus breathed on his disciples in his post-resurrection appearance. Now he tells them that the Holy Spirit will come upon them soon, and even a more powerful way, filling them with the Holy Spirit, energy, and passion for God's people. This dynamic passion is the energy source that will carry them when things really get tough. And we know by reading the scriptures they had some tough times. But it will sustain them through all that they need to go through. And then nutrition of the Spirit. Jesus' disciples will continue to abide in his love, for that's the source of their nourishment, courage, passion, and hope. They will continue to abide in him, even as they continue to mature in their faith and grow into the apostles he had prepared them to be. The action part, the budding apostles must be prepared to act upon everything Jesus taught them. It's not enough to have faith. They now need to be prepared for what they've learned and put what they've learned into action and loving and healing and others in Jesus' name. For Jesus, love is an action verb. It's time for the disciples to become apostles, to bear the fruit of Jesus' teaching, and to proclaim his resurrection hope to all who will listen. And how can they do this? They must act. Love, heal, and proclaim in a real and tangible way that matters. So, today is your graduation day too. In fact, every time you renew your commitment and faith in Christ, you celebrate yet another graduation. You see, all of us are called to our true potential as Jesus' disciples. And we are called again and again and again and again to live out our identity as followers of Christ and rise up in our journey from disciple to apostle. Wow! Christ's followers we are, as Jesus anoints and appoints us to continue God's mission of love to a love-starved world. You see, at the time of your baptism, you were sanctioned and commissioned by God to be a part of Jesus' mission of love. And now that we are grown and mature in our faith, we're ready for what comes next, right? Yes, we are. This is your coming of age celebration. God has chosen you. Now, this is the first Sunday of the month, and we always celebrate Holy Communion. So think about that. As you partake of Holy Communion with Christ today, come to the table ready to accept the commitment that Jesus puts before you. If you're ready, accept His anointing. And as you are anointed as His apostle, know that He is appointing you today for His mission of love to a hurting and dying world. Rise up, apostles of God. Go out, heal and love in Jesus' name. And may those who look into your eyes see the light and the love of Jesus. And may you always reflect His love and care to all of God's people. Well, thank you for tuning in to the online service and the message, and hope and pray that you're having a wonderful day. Keep Christ at the center of all that you do. Have a wonderful day.